everyone. Welcome back to the Most Dangerous Podcast. This is Bella and Sierra. I just said your name for you.
My name is Sierra.
They know I just said it. Anyway, today, well, we originally weren't planning on recording another episode till the season 3 pickup, but on Emoji Blitz, there was an event. It's the Disney Afternoon Item event. And I was like, oh my gosh, we've got to make an episode. So basically, we are going to be playing Emoji Blitz and talking about DuckTales. It's almost like another Random Rambles episode, but not quite. And oh my gosh, I cannot. I've been waiting for, I'm so excited, I can't even talk. I've been waiting for a DuckTales Emoji Blitz event ever since the last one. Basically. If you've got Emoji Blitz, now's the time to play while listening to this, because
that's what we're doing.
Then we'll all be playing. It'll be so fun.
Fun together.
I cannot wait. I'm hoping to finish the event in time to get a diamond box. I really want Scrooge.
Yeah. Or Webby.
Webby. Gizmoduck. Darkwing.
Is Darkwing a special right now? Dale would
be cool. Monterey Jack. I mean, they'd all be cool.
Is Darkwing a special right now?
Oh, Darkwing, is he like on sale or is he a special character? Let me see. There's the first event was DuckTales, which I loved. And I finished the DuckTales box, like, what would you call it? Tic-tac-toe?
Bingo.
Bingo?
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like bingo.
It is bingo.
Anyway, it's bingo. I finished the first one, and now I'm on to Rescue Rangers. And Darkwing is... Oh, yeah! Darkwing is a special...
Because I have him. I have him in Launchpad.
His Darkwing Duck box, and then there's the whole Disney Afternoon box. So here we go playing.
We gotta keep talking though.
Yeah, I'm gonna like just stop talking
and then like, oh, sorry, stressful moment there.
Yeah, the last DuckTales event I remember was the fight was against Magicka Dispel. And I won Magicka. I was so happy.
It's like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Though. I did not watch DuckTales at the time of that event, so I had no idea who it was. And then I watched DuckTales, like, oh my gosh, I have that character.
I did that with Darkwing and Launchpad. I'm like, who are these people? I thought they were different versions of Donald. So I'm just like, wow, Donald has a lot of different versions.
Wow. Yeah, it shows how little, oh, I got a rare item, how little we knew of DuckTales.
I know.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I mean, we sound like we have been watching DuckTales our entire lives, but I started about a year ago.
Our entire lives?
It's been about a year.
Who's banging on the door?
Okay, anyway. Yeah, we have not been watching DuckTales.
Forever.
Yeah, and so, I mean, when I watched it, though, I was like, oh, I love the show, and so then I binged watched it pretty much for... I finished season one in
an hour. No,
an hour.
That's impossible.
As fast as you possibly could, pretty much. Oh yeah, I get to buy a new emoji. Maybe they'll help me out a bit.
I am naturally a saver. Like
I got another Donald. How fitting for recording. Sorry, someone keeps texting me.
Yeah, I have 263,050 coins. What? And so
oh my gosh.
I naturally save them.
How the heck did you get that many?
I just don't spend it every time I have enough to get a box.
So I'm going to take your phone sometime, and you're going to find all the coins disappear, and you're going to have a bunch of
And emojis. I have two wands.
You have two wands?
I have two wands.
I only have one.
And I have four lot.
Oh, no, wait. I've got two wands.
I got two wands and 263,050 coins.
Well, I've got six. I just opened a treasure box, so it's like jumping up. 7,000 coins exactly.
Yeah. I save. Like, I don't even like spending on the power-ups. I'm like, okay.
You don't even use your free power-ups. You're like, I'm going to save them.
Well, I do, actually. I save them for, like, the missions and stuff that you need them for. They're like, use a da-da-da power-up 5 times. And I'm like, sweet. They're all free.
I would like to call, like, say I am a Emoji Blitz expert, and I'm so good at this game, but
I'm not
good at this game.
I think my highest score was, like, only in the 3 millions, but...
My highest was, I think... 8 million, and I was like, oh, I got so high. But then my sister, she also plays, and she's like, oh, I'm not really paying much attention, and she's got like 18 million points, and I'm like, is that normal? And I'm just really bad at this game because
like most of my emojis are on level 1 still.
Yeah, so. I haven't gotten my sister has the silver box, the gold box, and she's got a couple serious boxes, and she's got like all the characters maxed out, and I'm like still working on my silver box, and I got Mickey Mouse is maxed out though. See, it's my only one.
Yeah, I think I use Genie the most because I love his power. It's great. So I think he's my highest level. I think he might be a 3. I'm not sure if that's maxed out or not, but
like, is that a thing? Like, what? I think 3 is maxed out.
Is it? Okay.
My Genie's maxed out. What do I know about this game?
I just know they have DuckTales characters, so I play it.
That's why I still play. It's for the DuckTales. Let's see. How am I doing on this? I need just a bunch more rare items, and then I'm good.
Interesting.
Then I get to move on, but...
I haven't even finished the first bingo yet. My phone took forever to load the game the first time, and so, like, you were playing for a few hours before me, so.
I was a few hours ahead of you.
A few hours, yeah.
Yeah, we were meaning to record this episode yesterday? Rare item! Yes! Oh, dang it! Dang it! Dang it! Oh, good. No, I'm good. I saved it. I had a sun, like, right next to it, so I was like, I can't drop it, and I almost wasted my sun. So yeah, I highly recommend if you play Emoji Blitz to be playing right now. Otherwise, we're just literally what.
Or if you don't, to get it, or else none of what we say makes sense.
Okay, let's talk about DuckTales now. Moving on.
What do we have?
I love DuckTales. Good show. Good show.
Yep.
Let me see. I had, like, this a whole list of topics planned, and so I just have to remember them. Here, let me pause the game. So, let's see what we got here. Who wants some interesting facts? I don't have any. Let's just talk about each character and go over what we love about them. Okay. Let's start with Scrooge and how much he has, like...
developed.
I know we've talked like about this in previous episodes, but how much he's developed, like, from episode 1 and how...
Family hater.
Yeah, so how, like, little toddler-y... I say this all the time, he's like a toddler. Little buddy before the triplets came and how much he's changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just love his... how his character is developing. Yeah,
the character I can't talk. The character developed... His character development is really good.
Yeah. And then David Tennant voicing him, like... I was watching the original DuckTales, and, like, I was like, wait, that's not Scrooge? Like, who's voicing this guy? Like, I don't know why I expected it to be David Tennant.
I know, right?
Oh, I got 2 rare items in that game. I didn't even notice I was talking. What a pleasant surprise. But yeah, he's pretty good, and I want to see an episode of him and Goldie.
Yes. I love Goldie.
Please. Please.
Please, oh please.
What did I say? Please do, but please. Oh, I got a suitcase. Wait. I don't need a... That's not DuckTales. No.
I was going to say that's
that was the up of it.
Yeah.
I was like...
You're like, wait, I don't need a suitcase?
Dang it. I thought I got like a DuckTales...
Suitcase?
I didn't know.
I got a suitcase. Oh, wait. I don't need a suitcase.
What's this even from? Oh, okay, fun. Moving on to characters. Let's talk about...
Goldie. No.
Okay. Let's talk about, who are we going to talk about? Donald. I used to think, like, sorry, were you going to say something?
You can go ahead.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. I used to think, like, I heard, like, Donald was more popular than Mickey Mouse at one point, and he was just, like, becoming too much, and so with all his shorts and little shows and stuff, and so then they made more Mickey Mouse stuff and cut back on Donald, and I used to think, like, why? Why was Donald more popular? Like, he's not even that cool. He's just some little guy. But now, watching, after watching DuckTales and stuff, I'm like,
yeah.
Dude, Donald can beat Mickey Mouse any day. He's amazing.
I know, right? Like, what do you got with Mickey Mouse? Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. What do you got with Donald? DuckTales.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, like, yep. Donald's got the good shows. I mean, I can't. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse I haven't seen in a while. I mean, I haven't watched it in a while. I, like, secretly watch Mickey Mouse. No, I don't. I never, well, I guess I liked it, but I never, like,
loved it.
I loved shows more like DuckTales, not, like, those educational shows. Okay. Oh, DuckTales is educational.
They tell you what a doofish is.
Are you trying to?
Yeah, I was trying to think of, I'm like, how many bubbles are behind me? Three. That's... Can you not count? That's Dora. But still, they do stuff like that.
Check the map. As you can tell, already listening, if you've made it this far, this is not all DuckTales today. This is Emoji Blitz and
Dora.
Let's change it from Dora. I don't really like that one.
Not my fave. Not my best work.
Okay, yeah. Okay, how about this? Let's do a challenge. Okay. Not a challenge. Not really a challenge. But it's beginning of each episode. Here, I'm trying to come up with something that we haven't done yet. Let's start out.
We've done it all.
We have done it all. Oh, let's talk about
what
stuff.
Does it do? It all.
I like that.
Okay.
You got some
trivia.
Okay.
What are all the inventions that Gyro has made?
He's made cogs.
No, wait. I mean, like, in the episodes.
Oh, I thought you meant on his little list.
No.
He made little bulb. A magnetic backpack.
Yes.
Tubio.
Uh-huh.
The little sound train, the little...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, actually.
You couldn't... It's okay. You couldn't have fit a driver in that tiny train anyway.
I love that part.
Let's see. He's...
Bella.
He's made a clone of himself.
True. He made a lot of clones of himself.
You just said my name like I was forgetting something very important.
You are.
Gizmodex?
Yes!
Yo, I thought it.
He's a character in Emoji Blitz and you're forgetting him.
Oh my gosh. I forgot. How did I not mention this already? But that just reminded me of it because we were watching that episode. If anyone out there is anything like me... Anything, yeah, that made sense. you have been wanting a DuckTales soundtrack, just background music as you go throughout your day and do random stuff. So I was spending forever looking, like, it's hopeless, they don't have anything. But I found an unofficial DuckTales soundtrack, and how did I find that? I think it was from, like, something that had to do with Minecraft, but it was, like, DuckTales edition of Minecraft, and so it had the background music. Something like that. But I found it, and so we decided that for our next... There was, like, 52 of the tracks. It's not, like, official, so it's not every single song from every episode, but it's got a lot of episodes and, like, songs. So we're going to be putting those into... The podcast episodes, we're going to play them. We haven't decided the beginning or the end. If you guys want to vote on that, go for it. You can leave a voice message if you want it at the beginning or the end of the episode so you can anticipate it or listen to it first to get into the zone. But yeah, I mean, I listen to it every day. I've got every track memorized, basically. I know.
Every time we're just watching the show.
Yeah, so now we're watching DuckTales, and there's this whole scene going on. I'm just sitting there, like, singing to the music. Like, humming, yeah. Or, like, there's, like, wait for it. Bum, bum, bum. And I'm just, like, sitting there like a conductor.
I know. It's fun. Orchestra. It's fun listening to it. And then, like, and then, like, thinking of an episode that song is in.
Yeah. So we're going to start at the beginning. It starts with... I don't know what I'm saying. Let me see.
I don't think anyone knows what you're saying.
No one knows what I'm saying right now. Okay, like, it starts from the very first episode. Woo.
Woohoo.
Woo-woo. So, I mean, we're going to play that in this podcast episode. I'm just going to say we're going to attach it to the end. So after we say bye... Don't leave, because there's going to be a song playing at the end, and it will be from the DuckTales soundtrack. What part exactly?
Sorry. I finished bingo.
I don't know exactly what part. I don't remember what this is at. But at some point when the family is adventuring, they play the song. I believe it's they're already at Atlantis. I could be wrong. Oh. So, yeah. I mean... I love the soundtrack, so we'll give them to you. You're going to be messed up and give them to you one at a time instead of all 50 of them.
How dare we?
They're each about a minute. Some are less, some are more. But I love DuckTales soundtracks. And I hope there's more released. And then my favorite, I have to say, is from Missing Links of Morshire.
Oh, yeah.
They have the Morshire anthem.
Yeah, I can't even hum. I was like, what are you doing? That sounds deadly. Just stop right there.
And then they've got, like, Scrooge's... Oh! Okay. I love the Morshire anthem, but my favorite one is in the Christmas, the last Christmas. They've got one of the songs from that. Oh. And it's like, dun, 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 dun. Like that, but then there's, like, these little jingle bells. I don't know why. I've got, like, an obsession to jingle bells. They're just, like, in the background, like, on beat. So, I just love that song.
Yeah, I love...
And that's, like, I don't even know what track that is. Let me look.
I love Beaks' theme. It's, like, it's just so cute.
Yes.
You'll hear it someday.
You will hear it in Beware of the Buddy... It's in Beware of the Buddy System is the episode, and it's, like...
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna try, actually.
I know.
I tried,
and then I stopped. Tried for a second, and then, like, realized it was a bad idea.
Okay, last Christmas, track 39. So our 39th episode from now, you will be able to hear my favorite soundtrack. Stay tuned. It could take a while. Oh my goodness. Okay, I'm almost out of time. 4, 3, 2, 1, and dang it, I just got a power up on 0.
Those are the worst.
And I didn't get my story, got 2 clouds. Not cool.
You use, what's his name? Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah. He's the best, because if you happen to get a box above him, or below, or next to him.
Next to
him. Not below. Below is kind of weird.
I just did the same thing.
Then you can just scroll and then get more items.
I just finished right as I got a power up, so.
Really?
Yeah. I use Genie, because he's good for, like, seriously any mission.
Okay, so, playing Emoji Bloods, I was said once you get to level 20, I believe it was, you get the Genie. And I was so excited. I was working to get to level 20 on, like, you know, how they got the different levels and stuff. Mm-hmm. I got to level 20, and I didn't get Genie. And I was a little sad.
That is
so
sad.
I don't have Genie.
Really?
No, they didn't give him to me.
Oh, wow.
That whole thing just disappeared. So, lesson learned.
I pressed...
Don't trust Emoji Bloods.
I ran out of lives, and I pressed the get free, but it's, like, frozen.
What?
I pressed the get free lives thing, the video. Like,
dude,
you can get free lives.
I just swiped twice. Look, I got... Count,
oh, my gosh.
Count how many things I
got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 items? I feel like it's more. And now I'm scared because I got... Oh, wait, no, I got time. I just got a blitz mode, so I got a couple extra seconds. Yay, and I got them all, and there was nothing in there that I needed. There weren't... None of them were rare items. I just need rare items right now. They were all little balloons. I don't need balloons. Thank you very much. I feel like I'm just narrating my game. How loud. This is fun. Oh, do you ever do it like, was that the one that I even needed?
Yes. Oh, that is the worst.
Maybe that was a rare item. Like the last, it was at the bottom of the board. It was the last one I needed. Right next to it. And right before I could swipe, I ran out of time. Ugh. Maybe that was a rare item.
Those are the worst.
That made me kind of sad. Okay. I'm going to run out of lives in a minute. I can tell. I think after this is, I got one more game left and then it's going to be all DuckTales. Now I'm just laughing for no reason. I'm kind of scared. Because I really want a rare item. Please. I think they set this event up just because DuckTales is coming out.
I know. After this, they need a Big Hero 6 event. Because it's coming out on the same day.
Make another DuckTales event and I'll be fine.
Wait, was that 27 minutes? Or? Oh, 23 seconds I get.
What?
Another life.
In 23 seconds. Good for you. Okay. Let's see. Have we had any? Did we notice? Like, we've been watching DuckTales a lot.
Two.
I really want to go back through
New the life. Season
3 episodes. Like, just recap them before a week and a day when the new ones come out. Oh my goodness. Every time I think about it, I'm just like, oh, wait. Oh, dude. Okay, we've got the blooper for you. We're going to put at the end of this episode, along with the soundtrack, a blooper that we did
a long time ago.
I believe it was our first episode we recorded. We made this blooper thing out of like this other video, and it was like super good. It was who was excited for season 3, and then it was screaming. I don't even remember. I think we put that in an episode.
Did we?
I feel like we put it in the season 3 announcement, even though you weren't in that episode. You didn't record.
I didn't?
That was just me and Caitlin.
Oh.
But anyway, we're going to put it at the end of this episode too. I just got to remember because that's our biggest, our worst. Thing is, oh, we're going to put a link for that. And then we're like, oh,
I forgot. Oh, dang it. Forgot.
Whoops. But, I mean, this won't be a link. It'll be
at the end, along with the song.
Which reminds me, I believe in Rumble for Ragnarok, we were promoting these t-shirts, DuckTales t-shirts, Scrooge Gets Hit with a Chair t-shirt. And
oh,
we
said yes.
We'd put them in the description, but we didn't. So.
How dare you.
I'm so sorry. They probably won't be in this episode either, but rest assured, the next time I record Phantom and the Sorceress, there will be links in there for a Scrooge Gets Hit with Chair t-shirt and Stop the Pop. Stop the Pop.
But you, I thought you said Stop the Podcast for a second, and I'm like,
Stop the Podcast.
I'm like,
Stop. I need why? I'm more confused than normal.
Exactly.
I don't know why that just reminded me of Doofus Drake.
I call that fun times. Sometimes.
Okay, that's it. What are we gonna do? When we get we're gonna pick a character and we're gonna think of every quote that comes to mind when we have
every
that character.
Quote. I could like.
Yes.
Talk the whole series.
That's when we pick one, and then we don't say anything.
Okay.
So here we go. We ready? Mm-hmm. Pick. You can go first. Oh, and you can say quotes, too. It's like,
okay.
Oh, I'm out of lies.
Boyd.
Oops. Hi, I'm Boyd.
A definitely Hi. Real Boyd.
I'm Tubio.
Pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew.
Mommy? Daddy? Come here.
She was my Grammy Mama, too.
No.
That was stupid. No. They stole me.
Okay. I don't remember.
What? Why do I remember?
I don't know, sport.
No. It's like the game is speaking to me.
I know, right?
No, that's what I thought it was about.
Can't stop laughing. I knew what you meant, but.
You could?
No!
Okay, I'm thinking of another one, but I can't remember how it went. Are you kidding? I'm having so much fun. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Whoa, these steaks are cut precisely to Junior Woodchuck's guidebook standards.
Junior, I don't know.
Junior something. I gotta wait 6 minutes for more lives. Well,
hey, now, me too.
Really? How many seconds?
26.
Four, oh, 35, 39.
24.
37. No, I'm kidding. We just count down for 6 minutes. Okay, enough of that character. Next one.
Oh, one more.
May I borrow one, please?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Your turn. I mean, my turn. You just wait. Okay. Donald Duck.
Ready? Uncle Scrooge is his devil, and it's up for us to help him.
I am a storm.
Nothing okay. seems the matter
I can't,
to me.
I can't say anything like in that voice. I just mean like...
So just completely unintelligible.
Oh, so you unintelligible?
You said that one. What, I dream about this like 5 times a day.
I don't know, this time there'd be a lamp under me.
Oh my gosh, I love that episode.
Have you seen The Photographer?
But I can't find The Photographer.
Oh my gosh. He does like, I think we mentioned this in Quack Pack, but he does like that voice crack.
You know? I know, like when an intentional like, though.
Talking, but it's like just an amazing voice crack. It's
voice
not like,
crack.
I wouldn't call it a voice crack.
It's just like just a good, slight
but
squeak.
The way, like, but I can't find The Photographer.
I can't find The
Go back and watch Quack.
Quack Pock.
Go back and watch Quack Pock.
Sounds like Crock Pot.
What the heck?
Sounds like Crock Pot. Like Quack Pock.
They used something else. Okay. Okay, I'm good now. Go back and watch Quack Pack and just at that part. But I can't find The Photographer. The way he says it. So good. Oh, wow. 4 minutes left. Yay. Wait, how did you get lives?
I watched the video and it gave me 3.
Oh, she already did that, so now I don't know. I was like, dude, how did you jump 4 minutes ahead of me? Okay, more Donald. I'm just going to say his quotes in a... No, I'm kidding. Normal voice.
Webby and the boys should be back any minute.
What? We have been apart. Our family has been apart for too long. I, like, picked the sad one. Too long.
Oh, I got it. Oh, boy. We got company going.
He was too young.
Oh, yes.
No one told Uncle Donald.
That's true. Every night.
I know. Like, you don't really... I realized... how much I learned to speak Donald as the season went on, because I went back to episodes, like, I don't remember that. I don't remember
I'm not gonna that. Sell you.
How did I not remember that? And then I'm like, wait, I remember that, I just didn't know what he said.
I know, like, at first, I know it was, like, supposed to be a joke, like, you can't understand him, but I did not understand what he said when he said, Webby and the boys should be back any minute.
Really?
I never knew what he said until, like, you said it one time, and I'm like, oh, is that what he says? Like,
whoa, okay. Let me think of another. What?
I know.
It's from Spear of Celine.
He's the worst. Just the worst.
Oh, we're all gonna die. I've wasted my life. And I love how... everyone's just kind of staring at him.
I know, right?
I love House of the Lucky Fortune. House of the
Lucky Gander.
House of the Lucky Gander. The place is called House of the Lucky Fortune. I get those two mixed up.
Yep. Interesting. 27. 27. 27.
No. 27. No. Anyway, continuing on. I forgot to mention one of our episodes. I don't remember which one or if this one even aired or if it was just we re-recorded it again. but one of the episodes, I'm just correcting our mistake, is we called it the House of the Lucky Gander, and that the casino was called the House of the Lucky Gander, but I'm here to correct us. It's House of the Lucky Fortune, ourselves. Come on, just punched myself. Messed up.
That
okay.
was unnecessary.
I mean, not hard, I feel fine.
Wow. I feel fine.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, just correcting that real fast. Next character.
Who do Fenton.
Fenton or Gizmo Duck?
Both.
Okay.
Mom.
Secret identity.
It's not a date. What kind of monster doesn't like glazed donuts?
Call me Gizmoduck.
Gizmoduck?
Gizmoduck.
Gizmoduck.
Oh, Gizmoduck.
I want him. Or is it?
I must have him.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. 1 minute and 20 seconds left. Then I get one heart.
There's a feeling person with feelings behind that
mask. And you're...
It's like...
And he said that this would... You're a... What? Not a traitor. Is it a traitor? He tells Gandalf.
And you're a crook.
Oh, you're a crook. I was like, it's not a traitor. That would be messed up. It went too deep. And you're a crook.
Just the way he says it,
She solved it. Huey! He says that sometimes, right?
Probably. Oh, hi, Huey.
Oh, just to mention, the DuckTales soundtrack, Gizmoduck's theme is so good. That is, let's see which one that is, how many episodes you have to wait to hear that one. Let's see. I want to say that was in... Oh, gotta wait 22 episodes. Our 22nd episode, you'll be able to hear how great Gizmoduck's theme is.
There was one that I just thought of that a quote. I can't remember what it is. Oh, yes. Dr. Yearloo said this would be the best place for my research.
I'm realizing now that they might... is not a compliment. Oh.
I heard everything. Everything.
I love how he just looks at Manny. I heard everything. Manny? Did anything happen?
Manny, salvation. What was I going to say?
Serendipity!
That was it!
Blast. Oh, blathering blatherskite. Elbow grease.
What?
That's just another thing he says. Elbow grease.
Blast. I love that one.
Waddle duck.
He doesn't say that, but...
I accept your offer.
You were once an intern like me? Nothing like you.
Ooh, is this a stool? Let the dust of genius!
Was this your lab coat?
Whoa, that was in sync. Next character, unless you have any...
No, it's your turn.
No, I mean unless you have another quote. Okay.
Nope.
Awkward silence. I'm thinking of a good one. Dewey. How does he do it?
I don't know.
And then... Dewey. We're doing it again, yeah. With Webby, his best friend. I do it with Dewey and Webby. Webby. Hi, I'm Webba. And that was a Webby quote, but let's see, Dewey. Who are you again, sassy stranger?
The brother you rudely take for granted.
I like how we say the quote,
and then we say what goes after it. I mean, you can't not say it. It's like automatic.
It just comes out.
Just black.
Next quote, black.
How am I blanking on Dewey? Oh, wait. Since when have you become a hairstylist?
Since the internet.
I'm totally blanking on Dewey.
How are you? Oh, Dewey! Dewey will be the death of you!
I'm sorry,
what? Cram it down your throat.
I'm sorry, what? I'm pretty sure he called me Herbert once.
Stupid underground city. There's no fun walking under buzzsaws.
It's like, this is surprisingly insightful death trap.
Huh, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Well, this isn't really...
I'm gonna dance down the red carpet!
It's like, Oh, no!
Ooh, special! Internet fame. The most important fame of all. Okay, this game has run long enough. Wait, it's been longer than a minute! I've got a life!
That sounded funny. I've got a life.
I've got a life! I've got one more heart on my keyboard.
Are you okay?
I have a life. Oh, goodness.
Well, that was sad.
Well, what Let's see. What else are we going to talk about? Something.
Hold I got on. One. Well, I have a character. I can't think of many quotes.
But you want to keep playing that game?
And just one more. Okay, one because more. This one's going to be short. Duckworth.
How dare you interrupt my long overdue vacation?
At a sub-ball party. Hey!
I returned to find the mansion filled with McDuck's...
Mr. McDuck's
enemies or something, whatever.
So I alleviated the situation. I like ghost talk.
I like Duckworth. He's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny how in the original he's alive, and then in the reboot
he's dead.
You're like, oh, like, well, dang. I guess he's not immortal like Scrooge. I mean, Scrooge isn't immortal, he's just got a long life. I love in Golden Lagoon of White Agony Plains.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
I always just called it either Golden Lagoon or White Agony Plains. how Goldie's just like, oh, dang it, now I have no life.
That is not what Goldie says.
Now I ran out of lives again. I gotta wait 5 minutes.
Dang it, now I have no life.
I meant to say lives. Okay, how Goldie's like, that was 100 years ago. We were different people.
And I was like, Goldie's as old as you.
100 years ago? Like 100?
I mean, but she found the Fountain of Youth, so she can just keep going back.
I mean, yeah, just go back to the Fountain of Youth over and over again.
Yep.
But anyway, whole point, Duckworth was alive. He's dead. You're like, wow.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be sitting here for 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
You took my phone charger.
Did I? Yeah. Well, my phone was at 30. Oh, wait. It's at 30 now.
Mine's at 10.
Here, you can take it.
Thank you.
I mean, we're recording podcasts. Chargers. Well, I just wanted it to be alive when I played Emoji Blitz. Cause
you want me alive?
To be alive.
First, you have no life, and then you have a life.
No, I had a life, and I had no life, and then I died.
And then now you're alive.
And now it's alive. I'm at 34%.
I'm at 10%.
Oh, cool. Now let's go on to a more interesting topic of Mrs. Beakley. I mean,
oh my gosh.
I'm going to set aside right now 10 minutes to talk about this. She's fibbing. She's, oh my gosh, what the heck are you hiding, lady?
I know, right? It's like, plus she said so much in that one sentence, so you don't know if she's fibbing about being Webby's grandma.
Grandma.
Or if she's fibbing about, like,
No more secrets is... Okay, it's like, no more secrets. Does she still have a secret? And what is that secret?
It's like, so what does she say?
I'm your grandmother, dear.
And I will never hide anything from you? Or...
It was two things, I remember.
She said two things.
I'm your grandmother. No more lies. That's what it was.
Okay.
So, is she going to lie to her in the future, or is she lying to her at the moment? Is she not her grandmother? Theory time! Okay.
I remember our first theory was, like, is she a double agent for Fowl?
Fowl, shush. I don't know.
I love how, I'm sorry, I just gotta say, I love how it's shush. It's shush. Like, be quiet.
Oh, in the DuckTales soundtrack, there's a shush theme. That was a very bad representation of it, but you'll get there in like 50 days. 50 episodes, 50. I mean.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be going on forever. So.
Like saying that. Or is like, okay, Mrs. B's not her grandmother. Let's just go with that for now. And then we'll do that if she is her grandmother after.
Yeah.
Okay. If Mrs. Beakley's not her grandmother, then I know we've mentioned this one before, but was she, like, just Webby was trying to be protected by something? And I mean, because Mrs. Beakley,
she is
still a spy, I'm assuming, because she was talking to Donald in, which episode was it? The one with the power hookups, the electrical hookups. Day of Day Trip of Doom.
Day Trip of Doom, yeah.
And he's like, how do you know so much about whatever?
Oh, I'm a spy.
I'm a spy. She was not, I was a spy. I used to be a spy. I am a spy. So she's still a spy. Is she protecting Webby for something by preparing her for every type of danger and then locking her in a mansion so in case danger arises, she'll be prepared for what?
That was my stomach.
That was your stomach. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, your stomach's doing interesting things. I lost my thought.
What's she protecting
her? Oh, yeah. What's she, like, protecting her from? Webby's parents? Or is Mrs. Beakley her grandmother and her daughter or son went bad and so she's now trying to protect Webby from them? Long pause.
I know. And does Scrooge know?
And, like, Webby still has, like, that bouncing serum. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
But every time I watch that episode, like, oh, yeah, I forgot she still has that. Like, what's she planning to do with that, you know, that she got from Confidential Case Files of Agent 22?
Mm-hmm.
What's she planning?
I remember one theory that we came up with Beakley was, like, she was on an assignment and, like, something happened to Webby's parents and so Mrs. Beakley took her.
Yeah, and then there'd have to be a little more to it, though, for her to lock her in the mansion, because if something just happened to him, she'd be like, oh, I'll just raise her, you know, like, whatever. But then to lock her in
a mansion, and that seemed to work. So
Scrooge used to be, like, a spy, too, so he must know. I mean, he knows a lot.
I know, right?
He's got a lot of spy buddies.
Dark secrets that could change the
fate of the world as we know it.
I know, it's like, how would you pass that?
I know, right? I'd be like, oh yeah, sure, I'll hear that.
Like, yeah, okay. So, I know, Mrs. Beakley. What are you hiding, lady?
I know. I've said this before, I believe. It might have been even the last episode, but they better have even a hint of something in this next episode, in this next, like, batch of episodes. Like, just something, even, like, an end scene to leave you like, what? Because I just want to know more, like, where is this story heading? Mm-hmm. Where is it headed?
Like, let us make theories.
Please,
let me theorize.
Is that a word? I was going to say theorify, and I didn't think that one fit. Theorize?
Is theorize? Yeah.
That sounds better.
I think so.
Than theorify. yeah, so. Oh, my God. Goodness.
I think they just needed another major plot after Della. So
yeah, this is what I know, because I remember, I believe, if either I thought about this or I mentioned it in a podcast episode, like, okay, Della is back. Mm-hmm. What's the next big secret?
Mm-hmm.
And so we got the journal. I thought it was going to be, like, the journal and going on globetrotting adventures.
I actually forgot about the journal for a while.
What? What? Like, that is the whole setup for season 3.
I know.
So I was like, they did that. Like, oh, this is perfect. This is the new setup, the new thing. Going on adventures and solving mysteries and rewriting history. And then they go and throw in, like, some little Mrs. Beakley. Not even little. Mrs. Beakley thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, is this going to turn out to be, like, part of the season 3 finale?
I hope so.
I gotta say, I'm already, like, super excitedly excitedly nervous for the season 3 finale.
You know, knowing Disney, they're probably not going to give us anything for a while.
Like, what if she seems like she's going bad, like Mrs. Beakley? but then she, like, it's, like, it turn around and it's not really, like, I'm expecting something insane, and it's going to have to do with Fowl. Is Fowl going to be defeated at the season 3 finale, or are they going to go back down undercover? Because I know they're going to be coming to the light in this season.
Really?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Did you not hear any DuckTales news? I'm so sorry. Did I
not No. Okay.
But I'll explain it all after okay. this. Cause it's our, or just listen to our season 3 announcement.
Yeah, I wasn't in that one.
I know you were in that one, so that would make sense why you missed out on that. But if you listen to it, it'll fill you in on everything.
Okay.
Listen to that.
Don't listen to our own podcast.
Wow. I listened to that episode like 3 times editing it. Yep.
3 times.
I listened to each podcast episode, I would say, at least twice. And then maybe a 3rd time.
Whoa.
That scared me. I think that was the water shutting off.
Yeah.
I don't know if the mic picked that up, but that actually, now my heart's kind of beating.
That like, kind of scared me. I like shook the house.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, the finale is going to be amazing. So I cannot wait. And for after this batch of episodes, let's see, how many do we have so far? We've got, I'm going to go through the list, Challenge the Senior Witch Backpack. I'm going to have to pull up a list because I don't even I feel horrible. I don't know. Let's see. Okay, here we go. We've got 7 episodes. Sorry, I stopped at lose 11 here. 7 episodes, and then the newest batch we're getting. How many more episodes? Let me check. Wrong folder. 6 more episodes. So we got 7. We got 6. That equals 13. Yep, I had to stop and think about that.
I'm going to say 7 plus 7 is 14, so 7 plus 6 equals 13.
Yep, I should have just went with my gut so I didn't sound like I was a little bit 13 episodes, and let's see, there's about 20-some episodes. So after this, there's going to be, unless they like the next batch of episodes after this one is like this, like a huge amount of episodes, there should be 2. Mm-hmm. More batches. Oh, I can't wait that long. I was lucky with the last 2 seasons because I started watching DuckTales right before the pickup of season 2.
Mm-hmm.
The last break. So I know there was like a time where like, let's see, Shadow War ended and then you got the episodes and then you have this one episode of Whatever Happened to Della Duck.
Mm-hmm.
And people had to wait like months for like, it's like just one random episode released. And so people had to like wait forever. I feel like I remember that. Or I'm just giving false information. I don't remember. But I didn't have to wait because I just watched through them all in a day.
I know.
And then watched them again and again. I've seen, wow, I don't even know how many times I've seen the episodes.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to have most of them memorized.
Very true. I gotta adjust my seat real fast.
It's kind of in a weird position. There we go.
So yeah. Anyways, we should probably wrap up this episode. Because, let's see, I got one life.
The way these are coming out is just like, oh my gosh. I got one life.
Okay, I meant one life on Emoji Blitz.
I only got one life, and I don't want to waste it.
Let's see, the podcast episode will end in a couple minutes because
I'm in the middle of a game.
45 seconds on this thing. So... yeah, I cannot wait for more Fowl, more Bradford Buzzard.
Yep.
Because, like,
it's just cool.
I'm going to be honest, I did not expect Bradford Buzzard.
Yeah, me
either. I didn't even suspect anything about him. I just thought he was just some little
bird. I mean, I wasn't completely shocked, but I didn't expect
it. Yeah, I wasn't like, what? But I was just like.
I wasn't shocked, like, beakly shocked.
Yeah, I was just like, Oh, wow. Okay. I wasn't expecting that to be them to be foul.
Didn't expect that.
Whenever I say foul, I'm like, foul.
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 You foul creatures.
Foul. And you say it like foul, because I'm like foul. I say foul. And it like just takes a long time to say. Yes, a rare item. In 4 seconds. It made me so happy. Okay. So, yes, we will be recording in a week and a half. We will talk at you.
Talk at you soon.
Yes, and if anyone is interested in the soundtrack, Dexil soundtrack, having the full soundtrack, leave us a voice message, and if you're interested, and we will see if we can figure out a way to get that emailed or something to you for a full soundtrack. Well, not the full soundtrack, but all the soundtracks that we have so far. So thank you guys so much for listening, mm-hmm. and don't go yet. We will be playing one of the soundtracks in 10 seconds. Thank you guys so much. Bye. Okay, so this is totally edited into the podcast episode, but we finished recording and I was editing the episode about to upload it. And then I realized I don't know if there's going to be any copyright issues with putting the DuckTales soundtrack in our episodes. So to be safe, I'm going to hold off on doing that. Look into it and see if there's any issues, and if not, then we'll continue putting them in our episodes, but for now, I'm not going to put it in the episode. Sorry to disappoint you. I know we kept talking about it in the episode, but if you still want the full DuckTales soundtrack, just leave a voice message with, like, your email or something, and we'll figure out how to get that emailed to you so you can have the full soundtrack. So, yes, thank you guys so much for listening to the Most Dangerous Podcast, and thank you for understanding.